Wholesale to millions with what strategy? Let's talk about it today. So I got a question that came in. It's not a question, it's actually more of a comment. My most popular video. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios on the road. On this episode, we're talking about wholesale to millions with what strategy? Let's talk about it today. So I got a question that came in. It's not a question, it's actually more of a comment. My most popular video on this channel, if you're not on my YouTube channel, you go there by simply searching my name, Ola Tokes Abitogun. Or you could just search real estate wholesaling, Ola, or smart real estate wholesaling. If you search that on Google, you will find my YouTube channel. But right now on my YouTube channel, my most popular video is a video called Real Estate Wholesaling is Dead, which is basically the traditional ways that you've always known real estate wholesaling is dead, basically. The video, my channel is a young channel, so the video has about between 6,000 and 7,000 views on it. So it's my most popular video channel, my most popular video on my channel, which was still very much in our infantry, we're trying to build it. So please, by all means, let people know about this channel, because I have over 700 videos bringing tons of value to help you with your business, especially from a digital standpoint. Okay, so today I want to talk about one of the guys that I actually follow. I follow him on Instagram, just in case he watches this video. The only thing is I don't know his real name. I think his last name is Kang. But the name of his channel is Wholesale to Millions. You can follow him too. He has some good content with regards to cold calling and stuff like that, you know, but that's not my style. I have people do such things for me, anything remotely close to cold calling, driving for dollars, anything manual. It's not the best use of my time, which is why we do have t-shirts now that says driving for dollars sucks and cold calling sucks. You know, it's controversial, but it's truth. You know, most people that I've ever tried out will tell you they suck. Doesn't mean they don't work. It's just a matter of, are you gonna work until it works? That's really the real question. So I found out that he left a comment, I don't know, a year ago, some years back, on the most popular video on my channel, and I thought it's a good comment that we should review together and then dissect it. Is there some truth to it? Are there some nuances to it? Is there something you should watch out for? Because when gurus talk, including, when I say gurus, I just mean content creators, like online influencers, including myself, when we talk, you want to take what we say with a grain of salt, learn from it, but also create your own style out of it, because what works for you may not work for me. I always tell people, I say all marketing strategies work. There's a person, when I posted the t-shirt, go check out my Instagram page right now, iTalksB. I posted the t-shirt image that says driving for dollar socks, and the person came there, but it still works though. The question is not if it works. There's no marketing strategy in the world that doesn't work. I think they all work. Personally, my personal opinion, I think driving for dollars work. I think knocking on one door at a time works. I think any town work. I think any location works. But the real question is that, are you going to work until it works? All right. So there are manual activities that you can engage in any business, manual marketing activities, that simply is just not going to work for another 2-3 years, right? Or you can be lucky, it works in your first week, but that also means you're not going to be as lucky on the next round. So sorry if my video is moving, because I'm literally using my hand to hold it as a selfie, because I'm on the road, right? But of course, we have to keep bringing you the content. So, as I was saying, I lost my train of thought there. The point is that, are you going to work until the strategy works? Okay? Every strategy works, but you need to pick a strategy that will work as soon as you work. Okay? I don't know if I said that right. Let me say it properly, right? You need to pick a strategy that basically you have a higher chance of still being in the business and working by the time it works. Okay, let me see if I can balance this here. There you go. So we can have a more balanced, stable picture, right? You want to make sure it's working while you are still working, because if you're out of the business before it works, if you're already out of the business before it works, then your business is doomed, okay? So I think driving for dollars works. The question is, are you still going to be driving for dollars at the point that it's supposed to work? Or you would have been frustrated out of the business by that time. I think knocking on doors work. Are you still going to be knocking on doors at the point that it's supposed to work? Or you would have been frustrated out of the business because it sucks. You know, business in general, entrepreneurship sucks. Because it's hard work. It's simple, but it's not easy, right? So you basically want to position yourself in a place where you have a higher chance, higher chances of being in the business by the time it's working. Am I making sense? That's what it's about. So the comment from Wholesale to Millions, Kang, his name is Kang, K-H-A-N-G, right? He said, check out GoBigPrinting.com. I guess you could go check them out. Free promo for GoBigPrinting.com. But Yellow Letters does pretty okay for us. Yellow Letters is the gimmick from Gurus way past in the days where you handwrite yellow letters and that automatically give you a higher open rate, right? That's what they say. But no one has really ever proven it except just the word of their mouth, right? It's pretty okay for us. It's the consistency of marketing and follow-up that got us a lot of deals. That's true. That's true across board. If you're consistent, again, still applicable, are you still going to be working? That means you're consistently working. You got to be in the business, right? It's the consistency and follow-up. So follow-up can actually be defaulted into your consistency. If you're going to be doing this every day, if somebody is or some kind of lead or data or a prospect is showing some kind of response, you should follow. Absolutely. That's just common sense. Maybe not so much common sense, but you get the point, right? Also, maybe try to filter out your mailing list. The narrower you can do it, the better. I guess niched down, right? Because less money you have to spend with better leads. So it's basically money versus time battle all the time in any business. If you have more time, then you have more money, then you should put that time into getting a cleaner data list, right? It just makes sense. Filter your list, be a little bit more niche. If you have more money than you have time, then obviously you have a beefed up pocket and you can afford to spend more money on marketing. It just makes sense, all right? Now, if you have time, I personally think you should spend that time in learning how to market digitally. This is 2000 and digital. It just makes sense, right? As opposed to driving around town because you think you have time. If you have time, spend that on education, okay? Spend it on social media activities, spending on emailing and email marketing and stuff like that, and learning that skill set, right? We're going to talk about that. Right, so he goes, also maybe try to, okay, so because our response rate is only 2-3%, but we're able to get a lot of deals under contract. So anytime they throw numbers like that, without being, because if I'm teaching you digital 2000 and digital marketing strategies, I can show you real data. I can log into my YouTube backend right now and I'll be able to tell you out of every 200 views I get every 48 hours, how many people are clicking on what, and I can give you real time hard data. But when somebody that's doing direct mailing or old school strategies, driving for dollars, cold calling, when they tell you a number, you want to be careful with those numbers. Those numbers are not hard proof, especially if there's no proof anywhere. So about 2-3% is not impossible, I'll tell you that much, okay? All right, so good for him. But here's my response, not to him, but anybody who sees this. This is literally a comment. Go Google the video. The video is called Real Estate Wholesaling is Dead. As a matter of fact, the concept in this video is coming back hard right now, because it's real. It's about multiple streams of income, passive income, and not just getting stuck or locked in on wholesaling the traditional way. So we're gonna be talking about that. So go watch that video as soon as you're done with this video. It's called Real Estate Wholesaling is Dead. I don't mean literally, but the traditional methods are dead, you know. And I'll give you points, real life point on why I think so. But this was my response in the comment, and I thought I'll bring this to light just so you can know. All the marketing strategies will work with consistency. That's fact of life, okay? But your time, money, and energy setup have to be able to afford the consistency. Consistency costs money, time, and energy. You have to be able to afford it. Some people simply can't afford it. That's why people quit, okay? Or your business is doomed already. In recent times, I came across the concept of micro flipping, okay? That's something that I should probably talk about. I came across the concept of micro flipping real estate. I coined the term smart wholesaling. I know another guy who did virtual wholesaling. There are people with all kinds of concepts out there. Here's the bottom line. Just keep in mind, you need people, tons of people, consistency, and something for the people, value, okay? Tons of people, consistency, really in reality, I'm saying 2000 and digital media marketing, mass marketing. If you're not doing it, you're just like everybody else. What's the point, okay? So if you want to learn more about what I'm talking about here, thank God I remember to bring this on the road this time around, go to Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Go download this book. It's free. Smart Real Estate. It's probably showing backwards, but that's okay. smartrealestatewholesaling.com. It's free. And if you go there right now, I'll give you the second one. It's absolutely free as well. Real Estate Money Cities, right? So hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. I'll see you on the next one. And